Daily Scramble Live.
But first, Jason Fetty, you had a surprise birthday party last night.
You know, so I get a phone call from Brittany at the Marine Room, the manageress at the Marine Room. This is about, I don't know, a couple of, maybe a month, 2 months ago, I don't know. And she says, do you want to do a gig on a Monday night at the Marine Room? And I thought, that's interesting. I never get called to play there. Nobody calls to say, do you want to do a gig at my place? You have to hustle to get a gig. So I was like, well, all right. I said, well, how much? And she said, $500. And I was like, I nearly coughed up my chips. Like, fine, really? For a Monday night?
For a Monday night, and you got called to do
it. And I was like, okay, I'm worth it.
You didn't ask any questions.
No, I didn't. I'm going to turn, I must call her today and say, that's hilarious. $500 to do a Monday night. Well, they just didn't want me to. They wanted to make sure that I was going to be there.
Right, that you would prioritize that.
I didn't book a private party and make some excuse, you know, which is, happens. I'm sorry, I can't do the gig. I have something else in the book. My ex-girlfriend's in town. I've got bubonic plague.
But not for $500.
Right, but $500 now I'll be out, you know. Ray Weston's going to play drums with me. Pay him $25 and I'm, you know, quids in. I'm due to do this gig, and I get that it's Monday night. Of course, it's going to be a late night, and I know I'm going to have to be early in the morning for work, and I didn't want to do it, really, particularly. People are there. I keep saying to myself, you're here to entertain the people. That's what you're here for. So entertain the people, right? It's this mantra going on in my head. I really didn't want to be there. Anyway, Monica was there, which I thought was weird. What are you doing here on a Monday night? Where are the kids? Who's looking after the kids? So, and then another friend of mine was in the doorway, and I said, oh, wow, thanks for coming out. Very nice.
You were really impressed.
Yeah. And I went, you know, there was maybe 5 or 10 people there, and I started to play with Ray, and I made, Ray had already set up his drum kit, and he set up in the place that I wasn't happy with it. So I said, move that drum kit. So he had to move the whole drum kit around. I was really like, I was kind of mean to him. I said, well, you shouldn't have set the kit up till I got here. What's wrong? We had this whole thing. I couldn't find a piece of equipment. I'm running in and out of the bar, and I'm sweating, and I didn't want to do it. And I've got it Monday night, and everybody's going to be staying home to watch the Grammys. And there was a fundraiser on for the bouncer at the Dirty Bird. And I thought everybody's going to be there. And, whatever. So he's played about 1.5 songs. And I see Mark Miller from the Friendship Shelter. And I said, hello, Mark. That is weird. Why is Mark Miller here? And then people, all of a sudden I see these, it was surreal, these balloons appear out of nowhere. And then there was, I think you were at the front, one of the front of the line, because people filed in single file between the bar and the wall in the Marine Room. It was quite a, you know, maybe it's only about 5 feet. So it wasn't like they could come in en masse. They had to sort of stream in. And they just kept coming and kept coming. And then Mark said, Jason Fetty, this is your life or something. And I finally sort of got the idea that this was, I couldn't believe it.
So when people were walking in, you thought maybe you were still having a gig and all these people just showed up for...
No, because that's not going to happen on a Monday night in Laguna. But I realized it was a surprise thing. And I think I said something unrepeatable on the air.
Yeah, you did.
And then, and I think I continued to say unrepeatable things on the air throughout the night.
So here's our perspective, okay? So you gave yours from the stage. First of all, your wife has been planning this for months.
I know.
We got an email from her months ago saying, I want to do this for Jason. It's his 50th birthday. Yep. We're going to create a gig for him, and that was her idea as well. I've talked to Brittany at the Marine Room. She's going to invite him for a gig that he can't say no to, and we're going to surprise him. So we spent months concocting how this would go. You know, Dave was doing the video, Cindy and Mike were handling shirts and popsicle sticks with your face on it. I mean, everything, every little detail. And originally, I believe Sheldon, your brother, was supposed to MC the evening, but he didn't make it. Yeah. So then Ava was like, well, I guess you're doing it, Tyler. So I had a script and was prepared to what I was going to say. And you, the whole time, were saying stuff like, guys, I got this gig at the Marine Room. I can't believe it. And you keep trying to create something out of it. You said, you know what, let's do another artist tribute night at the Marine Room on Monday.
I thought it was just going to be a dead night. And I didn't want to do it.
And we'd all be like, nah, Jason, that's not a very good idea. I don't like that. Because we had to keep you just
right, no, let's
having
do a different
a normal
night.
Gig.
And we're doing a different night, another tribute night.
But we kept suggesting things.
I kept trying to think of the light. I thought, let me call a few different musicians. We'll do something. We'll have a rehearsal. I don't know. Monday night, Marine Room, ugh.
So we all gathered at Hennessy's last night. Your entire party at Hennessy's. Yeah. And the first thing we heard was Jason forgot his DI box. He's going to have to drive back to the radio
station.
Forgot
a DI box. Who has a DI box? I said to Robbie, who's got a DI box? You are supposed to. So there's all this stuff going on. I had no idea.
Right, because you think you're just playing a regular gig.
There's going to be this outpouring of love for me, like unconditional love. And I'm barking orders at people and getting angry and move that drum kit and DI box. Do me a favor. Who's got a DI box? You're supposed to provide a DI box. I haven't. Anyway, I found one in the end.
No, you didn't. We planted one.
You planted one in my bag.
Bob Hawkins had a DI box.
Because I came back in. I looked in my bag and there it was.
He went over there.
Oh, my God.
So
where's my DI box then?
I don't, maybe Bob took it back when you weren't looking. So everything was just so it would go correctly, and like you said, it was nearly flawless. Aside from some missing faces last night, there were videos to celebrate you, pictures of you from your entire life. People performed for you instead of you performing.
It was like a wedding.
It was like you died, actually.
Dave DeSantis, who
beautiful celebration,
put the videos together. One of the videos or two of the videos together. He said he wanted to put at the end in loving memory of.
It would have made sense, actually.
Actually, that was the great thing, actually, from my point of view, was that obviously it was so lovely and people were so nice and people worked hard to do what they did. It was people rehearsed for this.
Yeah.
You know, my friend Brad, so awkward on the bass, so neurotic and Jewish, and he practiced and he got with Evan and Bob Hawkins and they did that. It was lovely what they did. And but when they were speaking about me, it was a roast, right? It was a really light roast, and that's pitched it perfect for me. Because if you
too much love would have made you feel really uncomfortable.
I don't know what to do with that. All right, I work hard and I've done a few charity gigs, whatever. But they roasted me, and that's hilarious to me. It was very funny.
Yeah, it was a perfect balance of making fun of you and loving you at the same time.
Yeah,
your half Auntie Mary came.
Half Auntie Mary from Canada.
Your cousins from Israel came. It was great.
Actually, they said. They all said at dinner last night at midnight, they were saying, you know, that guy Tyler, brilliant host. It's a shame Sheldon couldn't make it, but that you did a brilliant job.
Well, the night was about me, after all. So
no, you did a great job, Ty.
Thanks. I didn't do much. I just had to usher in various performers. The best one of the night we should highlight was Jim Rue.
Jim Rue.
Who gave you...
James Rue.
Gave you gifts on stage. And
I think he's the chairman of the Exchange Club in town.
Yeah, he does some
PC
other stuff
guy.
In town.
But he's just this weird little guy who wanders around town.
Who read a poem that I didn't understand at all. And then
it
he
was
and then he gave you food, right?
He said he brought food to remind me of England. But it was first thing that came out was a jar of pickled turnip, which is a Lebanese delicacy, by the way. And then there was something called mole, which is Mexican,
but
think.
It was mole, and he said mole on
mole,
stage
mole.
When he handed it to
mole,
you.
Mole,
it's mole. It's a is chocolate
it?
Sauce.
Oh, it is
right.
Okay, well, I might eat that, but
and then
pour it on my turnips.
then what did he give you? Do you remember?
Then after that was there was some mushy peas.
Shiitake mushrooms.
Oh yeah,
he gave you shiitake mushrooms.
Shiitake. That's what he said. Shiitake these shiitake mushrooms, and it's two eyes. In shit.
But I don't understand. You know, I don't understand those gifts at all. But that was the point.
That was the point. He's just very funny and surreal, witty guy.
So you had quite a night, and you're 50 years old, and hopefully it was a nice way to reflect on that.
I'm not quite 50. I'm 49.
Well, you know, you will
be
in 50
next
days.
Week. Yeah. It was really what a lovely thing. Ava Burton has just worked so hard, and to do it without there were moments in the last couple of months where I thought, what's wrong with my wife? What a pain in the butt she is. She's not, you know, you talk to somebody and they're not listening.
Yeah.
Because they're thinking and
she
panicking
had a lot in
and
her
stressing
mind. Yeah.
About something. And I thought, a couple of times I've said, you're not listening to me, Ava. You know, I've just been doing that husband thing of, oh, God damn it. We're so incompatible. You know, just nonsense. And then, so she worked so hard and it was flawless. The organization of that thing, that doesn't come naturally to Ava.
Yeah.
She's worked really, really hard and everybody's blown away by her, and I'm proud of her, and I've done a good thing there,
well,
marrying that girl.
I'm hoping there'll be a video to show from this some moments from last night.
The keys
beautiful.
I got the keys to the city.
Well, you no, you didn't.
What did
really.
I get? I got a declaration.
You got a proclamation
from
the mayor. You didn't get a key to the city.
That was a funny
moment.
Calm
down.
That was a funny moment. Steve Victor got our mayor. And I said to as he came on the stage, he's only a small guy, Victor. I said, say hello to my little friend, Billy Freezer. That was the funniest moment of the night.
All right, we're going to play a song. We'll talk about the Grammys in a little bit. We got more to do on the show today. That's Jason Fetty. Wish him a happy 50th.
Thank you.